The sermon text for today comes from John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of mine that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples."
Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I would like to use the gospel reading out of John 15 as the text today. I understand that when you really get busy, I understand the burden of that, that when you get busy, if you're busy at work or you get behind at work, it follows you home and you think about what you should be doing at work and that maybe you shouldn't be taking time off, and it burdens you there. And even if you aren't behind at work or if you're retired, you still can get burdened by all of the jobs you have to do. You make promises when you're busy to get things done, and the promises build up and you run out of time and you don't get them all done, and you begin to amass a list of promises that you have broken. Not that you meant to. You sincerely meant to do all those things. You promise yourself things, that you will exercise more, or that you will eat better, or that you'll take time to read more, or you'll do things you like to do, and you even break those promises to yourself. If you take time off from your busy schedule to knock that list down a little bit, when you are busy, you still have to pay back that time. And when you spend your time knocking that list of promises down, frequently you are making a longer list somewhere else. The bad thing is that when you are busy, you are working so hard to get things done, sometimes you feel like you aren't getting anything done because your list of unkept promises keeps getting so hopelessly long. I suppose you could just let it all go and forget all of those things, but there's a kind of weight that comes with those unkept promises, and there's a kind of burden that comes when you know you have chores to do and that you needed to pay back those promises that you have made, and it becomes unpayable, and the promises become unkeepable. Here is the point of the message of Jesus Christ. He came to pay an unpayable debt. He said the disciples were clean. You know they were not. They had to have had good intentions about following God. They certainly would have made promises that they were going to obey God's commandments, that they were going to be kind to people, and that they were not going to hurt other people, and they would watch what they said and watch what they do. You know how it goes. Every one of those becomes a promise you cannot keep. And so you begin to make a list of broken promises to God, and that debt becomes impossible too. And the significant thing about that debt is that payment is required. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. There is a payment required for every promise you break to God. Again, we understand there are saints that walk among us. You know, I've mentioned them before, those people that are just better at following God than you and I are. They pray more and they read their Bibles more and they know their Bibles well. And you know that even those saints have broken promises to God. And you know that even those saints have sins on their record. And if those saints have sins, what about us? What about the rest of us? Aren't we in a hopeless condition? We have made so many unkept promises to God. And it's a list you cannot forget because God is keeping track of sin. God watches what goes on. Here's the point of faith. Jesus came to be payment for every sin. We sin with a a paid in full paper to our name. That's the whole point of Christianity. So here we are, we celebrate Easter, celebration of God paying the debt for every sin, and yet we worry about that other debt, that smaller one. We are kept awake, we are worried, we are bothered over promises we have made that we cannot keep. Is there a way for you to escape that burden? Is there a way for you to begin to keep the promises that you make? Is there a way for you to be what you are called to be? Is there a space you can be where you can just be free from the feeling of failure of what you promised to be? Well, the only thing I could imagine doing is you would have to start over again and not do any of those things. I mean, how could you erase the list of all those promises? How could you start over like a baby? And yet, look what Jesus says if you follow after him. He says, you must be born again, like a baby. And the Bible talks about following Jesus as walking in newness of life. When I was a child, when school was out for the year, I took my shoes off and I did not wear shoes all summer long. I ran across every kind of ground there was and my feet got hard and I could run on gravel roads and thorny places because I had tough feet. And the thing of it is, I ran everywhere I wanted to go. If I was going out to the far pasture to get those cows in for milking, I ran down that dirt path and enjoyed every minute of it. If I was carrying a jar full of cold water out to my dad who was working in the field, I ran out to that tractor, and then I would run back again. There was no hurry. No one had said I had a certain amount of time to get there. No one said I shouldn't waste any of the time walking along. I liked to run. And part of it was I didn't have bad knees, bad ankles, bad feet, and bad back. That part of it, I know. But part of it is when you are a child, I believe part of your energy just comes from the fact that you do not carry a burden of promises you have made that you cannot keep. I believe that as a child, you run through life with more energy simply because you are not carrying the load of failure that comes to us. Is there a chance you could ever be that way again? Is there a chance you could run through life that free from burden? It seems to me that's what God has promised us. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are clean." It was a massive statement to say to them, "You are clean. Look behind you at this moment. Look behind where you have been, and you will see no broken promises under your name. You will see no unkept rules under your name, because God has covered them over with the blood of Jesus Christ, and they are gone from your record." We are called to abide in Jesus. And we Lutherans think somehow that's another chore we have failed to do. We didn't pray enough. We didn't do devotions enough. We didn't read our Bibles enough. We didn't think about what we're going to say and guard our lips enough. We get the feeling that when it comes to abiding in Jesus, once again, we didn't measure up. We miss the point. Abiding in Jesus is a miracle that happened to me. And it's a miracle that happened to you. God called you to be his child. The Bible says you can't say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. It's a gift from God. In fact, Ephesians even calls faith a gift from God, and then it repeats it, not something you can do. God gifted you with a miracle. That's how you abide in Jesus Christ. So now, even though you cannot see ahead, you know another thing about your path. Not only are you free from every record of sin in the past, ahead of you lies a path that God has chosen. It seems to me if you cannot see the future, if you do not know what lies ahead in your life, wouldn't you want the one who knows to be guiding your way? Wouldn't you want the one who knows to be the one who is pruning the branches of your life? Of course we want God to choose the way we go. What you can do, what you have permission now from God to do, is you can go the next step without being afraid. And you can go the next step without being worried. And you can simply trust in God. I was pulling out of the house just this week, and I punched the button and shut the garage door, and the phone rang. I'm in the driveway. It's my wife. She says, "Can you hang that little shelf that hangs my We bought a little wire shelf to hang on the wall, about this long, to hang her necklaces on. She said, can you hang? She said, how long would it take you to hang that? I thought for a minute, and I said, well, to myself, I'd need the drill and a drill bit. And they're in the garage. I said, it'd take about 3 days. I mean, finding him is one thing, getting him to is another. I think there's wild animals living back there in that corner. And I'm embarrassed to say this because some of you have cleaner garages than me, but there you go. It seems to me that if you want to serve God, you ought to start by cleaning out your garage. You ought to start by stepping away from the fear and anxiety that you constantly embrace in your life. Looking ahead and seeing everything that can go wrong with your life might be a way for you to prepare for everything that might go wrong in your life, but there are many times when you use up all of your energy simply imagining all that is wrong with your life. That little girl that grabbed the chalk with the stubs of her arms and wrote her name was a joy to see. She was enthusiastic about her life. I don't think she spent a moment realizing she couldn't fold her hands because she didn't have any. She praised God where she was. I envy that kind of joy, and it seems to me it is within the capacity of you and in the capacity of me to live that way, that we can go forward trusting that when things happen to us in our lives, God is the gardener, and He's pruning us for some work He has for us to do, that we could live with a kind of confidence that God has placed a path for us. We worry so much about time in our lives. We worry so much about accomplishing what we must accomplish in our lives. If we would realize that God put us in a place because here is the place He has for us. If we would realize God put us in a time because here is a time He placed for us, that we could begin to make new promises to God, that wherever we will be tomorrow, we're going to serve Him with the things we say, that wherever we go tomorrow, we're going to serve Him with the things that we do, and we're not going to live with regret for what we did not do, and we're not going to make plans that we are not sure of and then worry that we didn't accomplish them. New promises to God that we will belong to Him wherever we are. It seems to Him that then we could follow the advice of Simon Peter, who said, when you have anxieties, and we do have those, he said, cast them on Him. If you could let go of the anxieties, if you could give away the fear, I think you and I could learn to live with a kind of bold confidence in the way that we go, because we know God is in charge of our life. God grant it in Jesus' name. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, guard this treasure we have in Jesus. Amen.